Hi, this is Tyson Brown with NSTA Press. This marks our sixth installment of NSTA Press Behind the Books. Today I am talking with Joy Hakim, author of The Story of Science, three books that will take your students from ancient Greece, where they can walk and talk with Aristotle, to a Swiss patent office, where they can look over Albert Einstein's shoulder as he develops a new kind of science that will lead to particle physics, quantum mechanics, and relativity. Joy, welcome.
Thanks. I'm delighted to be here at NSTA.
Joy, why do you think it's so important to engage student readers in the history of science?
Tyson, I think it will help take our schools back to a tried and successful way of teaching. Knock the first two letters off history and you get story. And story is the way cultures have traditionally passed on their information and values. Teach facts without stories and learning is dull and tedious. Add stories and everyone wants to read on and know more. Somehow, in recent years, we got away from learning story-based. I'm just trying to bring it back.
Your most recent book is Einstein Adds a New Dimension. What about the character or historical figure of Einstein appeal to you?
Einstein is endlessly fascinating. He was so bright, so imaginative, and so human. For the most part, he was a sensitive, decent person, but I wouldn't have wanted to be married to him. Yeah, physics always came first. He saw his curiosity as childlike, and he believed it was one of the secrets of his success. Newton felt the same way. You know, Newton said, "I don't know what I may appear to the world, but to myself I seem to have been only a little boy playing on the seashore." You know, Einstein said, "The pursuit of truth and beauty is a sphere of activity in which we are permitted to remain children all our lives."
When you were researching these scientists, were you surprised by anything that you learned about Einstein?
Yes, his enthusiasm and his passion for what he was doing was infectious. I got caught up in it, and I loved it, and I was surprised by it.
Why did you get interested in science?
Well, I see myself as an educator first, and it seemed to me we have been missing out with science education. Mostly we're educating a scientific elite. Lots of highly intelligent people are scientifically illiterate, and most of my friends. In this 21st century, the greatest scientific era ever, that's just not acceptable. By telling the scientific story, I believe you bring in those who might otherwise not be interested in the subject.
Did you need help understanding the physics?
I sure did. I got started with these books, and then I realized, oh my gosh, what have I done? Modern physics is tough. But I was very lucky. Some wonderful physicists answered questions, read manuscript, and helped. Most of all, Edwin F. Taylor at MIT. He's the author of a classic book called Space-Time Physics. He read and commented on every chapter. My friend Tanya Waterman, who is head of the physics department at Exeter, calls Edwin a holy icon. I agree.
The many pictures included in the book, the personal correspondence, the stories about family and friends and scientific colleagues, they all lend heft to the humanity of science. How did you collect it all?
Sabina Russ, the curator, found all the astonishing pictures. I especially like the maps, which are all satellite photos. The notes and correspondence and the sidebar jokes are a writer's device. I put them in the margin to keep the narrative flowing in the main text.
Why do you think, Joy, that there is a need for this type of a book?
I just don't believe we're taking full advantage of science. Its ideas underlie our times. They should be central to curricula. Everyone should be aware of them. By making science a narrative, I think it broadens its appeal.
How would you like teachers to use it?
I'd like them to use it in concert with each other. I'd like to see groups of teachers working together. Experts in the field of education have been calling for interdisciplinary teaching, but there isn't much material out there to make it possible. Teachers have had to fend for themselves. Ideally, I'd like to see these books used by teachers of science, math, history, and language arts.
Do you have any suggestions about how a teacher could incorporate the readings into his or her curriculum?
Well, work with particularly with language arts teachers. Our reading scores are not good. In schools using my history books, I've also written history books, reading scores have gone way up. And I think these books will help with that as well as giving scientific information. And, you know, nonfiction reading is the literary form of our times, and schools have been ignoring it.
Joy, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to me today. For more information about The Story of Science, Einstein Adds a New Dimension, including a free sample chapter entitled A Boy with Something on His Mind, go to www.nsta.org and click on the Science Store. This is Tyson Brown signing off from NSTA Press.